Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Angry New Guy.
Well, okay, what angry new guy are you?
Miles.
Miles, yes.
Man, that guy needs a smack upside the head.
Yeah, he's a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, a bit of a jerk.
So it reminds me of you, kind of, actually. So now I understand why you picked him to be the person you open with today.
Yeah, we do have a lot in common.
Welcome to
I see dead people and can read dead people.
You can read dead people? How do you read a dead person?
I can open them up
like a book?
Well, you know.
Wait, don't answer that one. Don't answer that one.
I had a theory on that. Okay, well, if you don't want to hear it,
welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Lost Podcast. And oh my, I think the second one I think might have been more crazy than the first one.
I think it might have topped. I don't know if it topped it, but it's
matched it at least. At least
it's outstanding,
if not better. Yeah, it was great. We got a flashback, but it was very different flashbacks.
Yeah,
than we're used to. And
it was like setting up a new storyline.
Exactly.
Flashback.
And
I needed more to think about.
Yeah, it was a great episode and can't wait to dive into it here.
I'm not delving into anything.
Sorry, yeah, it's bad word usage, I guess. But before we get anything today, if you'd like to get a Jay and Jack t-shirt and or hoodie, click the link right now in the AAC feed or check shopsamandnate.com.
Since we're gonna have six more weeks of winter.
Is that what the hedgehog said?
That's what
not hedgehog, groundhog.
Groundhog, Punxsutawney's Phil.
Punxsutawney.
Whatever his name is.
I've seen Groundhog Day like 1,000 times.
Every time I see it, it just looks the same to me. It's like a rerun.
Also, if you'd like to help us out
one likes a recap.
With our sponsorship endeavors, you can either click the link right now in the AAC feed.
Are
or
you
check,
having trouble
I know,
there?
I'm having trouble
No one's
going
to sponsor us if you're over there.
I know. I feel bad. Or check out the link on top of the sidebar on jayandjack.com and fill out the quick survey.
It's quick and it's painless.
Yes. Wow. Unlike talking to Jack.
Yeah. Which is painful.
All right, so Jack, are you ready to get into some Lost recap?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Lost recap. Lost recap. Lost recap.
All right, it's Lost recap time, and we had a new episode today, Confirmed Dead.
Yes. Did you see we actually got an email? Someone was excited about the segue songs that you have. They like them.
So?
What
does that have to do with this episode?
Nothing, but when I used to play that stupid Lost Weekend song, I just remember that email.
Oh, okay. Can you speak up a little bit? You're a little bit low.
I'm sorry.
You're a little bit low on the levels here.
It's my new low talking.
I don't like
it.
You're getting really good. You're getting really good, and now you're getting low and crappy again.
Low and crappy.
What do you
All right, to? Low and crappy.
All right, so this episode starts out with...
Sort of new and improved.
Static, and then we kind of go and we are actually looking at video footage from an underwater sub search team, it looks like.
Yeah, Jacques Cousteau.
I don't know about that. And, you know, they're kind of searching around, and I think they're looking for the Black Rock. That's what I think.
You think that's what they're looking
yes.
for? You could be right.
Because they say there's a hell of a lot of anomalies down
here.
But
the Black Rock is on the island.
And they say, are you looking for treasure? You know, it's definitely not the ship.
Yeah.
You know? And then...
oh, my God.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you see kind of the tail end of an airplane, and we see flight, or the airplane.
We assume it's flight
815. Yeah.
The actual crash.
So they stumble upon the actual wreckage.
The plane that actually crashed.
Well, no. See, that's the thing. So it finally confirms what Naomi said about, you know, the crash. They found it.
Right.
But, so they stumble upon... Oceanic Flight 815.
Bali, Indonesia.
Well, yeah, so then it goes into like this news segment and showing that they found out the Sudan Trench. And this kind of all plays off of the find815.com thing, it seems like.
Wow.
That's been going on.
Hmm. What if they are tied together?
Probably.
You think? Yeah. I don't know.
But they're showing video of the 815 footage and they're doing a news report on it. And as we're seeing this footage of the Oceanic Flight 815, it pulls away from the television screen and we see the same character that we saw at the end of the last episode falling from the helicopter, Daniel
uh-huh.
Faraday. He seems rather upset, tears in his
yeah.
eyes.
My first thought was he was having flashbacks from Saving Private Ryan.
I don't know. I think it's a whole different movie altogether.
You don't think that was it?
No.
I think might tie in together.
But there was this kind of, we didn't really theorize, is that his wife that came up to him, or?
But I think it might be his wife.
I don't know.
Sure
but we didn't really see her face or anything, but she said, "Why are you so upset?" And he says, "I don't know."
It's not bad of it, man. Yeah, he says he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Does he know someone on the plane?
Don't
well,
know.
No, he would have said that, wouldn't
exactly,
he?
Exactly, yeah. So we don't know. But then we actually cut to Dan actually in a helicopter that's kind of losing control.
Right.
And I guess we can assume this is, you
now
know,
he's really crying.
The helicopter that we saw him jump from. And it seems like everything's going wrong. And angry guy, as you call him, Miles,
yeah.
Charlotte and Frank were there,
right.
Part of this team. And they kick him out of the helicopter. He lands. And we go to where we ended last week,
right.
Where he says, "Are you Jack?
I'm here to rescue you."
Well, then Jack goes, "Yeah, I'm Jack.
Yeah, what's
Thanks
up?
Thanks for asking.
Hey.
You want some water?"
We got plenty around us because it's always raining.
And he says, "My name is Daniel Faraday. And I'm here to rescue you." Cut to last. So pretty
I
interesting
am your
opening.
Density.
He does kind of seem like a George McFly,
he does.
Doesn't
he? He's George McFly.
But so what do you think about that? A different opening. It's a flashback, but it's a flashback of, you know.
Again, I'm liking it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's new. It's,
new, it's
something
fresh.
Different. We got six more episodes to go.
And we're kind of finally seeing, you know, a good deal of the perspective of people that were off the island. Looking into the crash of Flight 815.
Right.
So when we come back from commercial break, we go to Dan, Kate, and Jack kind of walking through the jungle. And he wants to try and get in contact with his other members of his crew.
Right.
And he says, you know, he doesn't have his phone. So then Jack says, "Oh, we have a phone."
Or I thought Kate said
oh,
we,
yeah,
have,
Kate,
a phone.
We have a phone.
Kate says we have a phone.
And hands it to him. And he then calls and he talks to Minkowski.
And he's on speakerphone.
He's on speakerphone. And he's saying... he talks to him about the crash and that he's with the survivors.
Yeah, a couple
and
survivors.
And then Kowski finds us out. He says, "Are you on speaker?
Do you have me on speaker?"
Yeah, and then he goes, "Excuse me.
Now, yeah. Biff."
he then takes it off speaker and starts talking to him. And then we go to Jack and Kate says, "Don't worry, Naomi covered for us." And Jack says, "You sure about that?" And he points to... Dan having a gun in his pants.
Now, at this point, I figured Kate could just give him a hug and he could take the gun.
Exactly. If it could work on Jack, I think it would work on George McFly.
I think George McFly. We should call him George McFly.
I just call him Dan McFly.
Dan McFly.
Dan McFly.
Okay, that's his new name.
So then after he's done talking on the phone, I decided to go help him find his friends.
Right. They got nothing else to do.
Yeah, sure. We then go to Locke and crew, which is going to call Locke and everyone else that went with Locke.
And Locke is standing in the ring.
A lot like in the season or the actual series pilot.
Right.
He's sitting out in the rain.
Yeah, he's just sitting there and he's looking at the rain and then Hurley comes up
it's
to him.
It's kind of like his baptism or like his sanctuary,
right.
I guess, when it's raining.
Dude, you get
Are
struck
you crazy?
By lightning.
Yeah, struck by lightning. He says, "The storm's going to pass." And
then it does.
Yep. Total style like it was last season or in the first season with Boone.
All right. How does he always know that?
Because he's Locke.
Yeah.
He's just awesome.
Locke the weather guy.
Yeah. So then they're walking, and then they say, "Hey, well, wait, you're not going to where, you know, the other's camp is."
Right.
Is "Well, no, I have to go to a cabin."
Yeah.
First to pick up some things.
Yeah.
How shady could that be? Yeah.
And everyone's looking at him like,
what?
Cabin?
But then Hurley says...
What cabin?
But then Hurley says that, isn't that the other way?
And Locke looks at him like,
what?
What? How do you know?
Yeah, and he goes, oh, I meant the plane cabin. But this is why I don't think that
it was
Locke inside the cabin, because he looked, you know, like, what in the world? What, you saw the cabin and it wasn't where I think it is?
Yeah.
So
it's my cabin. Stay away from my cabin. You know how Locke is.
Exactly. Well,
he's very
possessive.
Yes, so he's like, seriously, I think that's what it is. He doesn't want anyone else to know about the cabin.
Well, that, and I think the reason why that kind of confirms it wasn't Locke inside the cabin is because he didn't know where it was.
Now, who's in that cabin?
I think it was Jacob, and then this manifestation of Christian Shepherd.
Or maybe Hurley just, his imagination, maybe there was no one in the cabin.
Maybe.
Maybe it's just Hurley's imagination, he saw someone in the cabin.
Don't know. I don't think it was his imagination, though, not at all.
Okay.
That was definitely the island talking
I'm
to
just him. Throwing it out there.
I know, it was a bad thing to throw out, though. But no, I think it really was the island talking to him.
Okay, I can go with that.
Then we go to Sight and Juliet on the beach. And
this is what I thought was funny.
What?
Juliet called Ben a liar. That's a good one.
You have so much hatred towards Juliet.
Juliet calling someone else a liar.
Uh-huh.
And Sai's just looking at her like going, get away from me.
Yeah.
You know what he's thinking.
What?
Get away from me. I'm here by myself, watching the water. I don't need you coming over here bugging me about telling me Ben's a liar. Well, really, Ben's a liar? Well, thanks. Didn't know that.
But
tell me who the smoke monster is.
But, you know, ask why would they do us harm? And it's just because, you know, Ben's a liar. He would say that. Or they're coming to do us harm. And then Juliet says, you know, how many guns do you have?
And so I just looked at her like, why would I tell you?
One. That's it.
We got a slingshot. We're all out of guns.
Alex left it behind.
I forgot about Alex's slingshot.
We then go back to Dan, Kate, and Jack. They find a box from the helicopter. And they go, hey, is this from your helicopter? He's like, yeah. And then they open it up. And then there's like a gas mask in there. Some biohazard stuff.
Okay, I can understand that. These people have been on the island for, what, 90 days?
Not without any shower.
No deodorant, nothing going on. I mean, come on. They got to be smelling pretty
bad. So
that's
just more precaution, you know,
right,
for the smell.
Yeah, nothing like it happened on when Ben gassed everybody.
Okay.
Nothing
so
like that.
It's not as sinister as, you
no,
know.
No, I don't think it's like that. He kind of looked at him like, he was just, because he would have probably told him that. Mm-hmm. He'd want to go, well, you guys stink.
It's more for hygiene purposes.
So what is the gas mask for? Why would they bring a gas mask?
Well, then he says, you know, what's this for? And he says, well, rescuing you and your people, can't really say it's our primary objective.
Right. But what did they know that?
So what is their primary
objective?
Well,
they obviously knew at one time that people were gassed on the island. They had to have known that.
Okay. So, oh, so you're saying like a preemptive
thing,
just kind of
just
precautionary?
Precaution that they know at one point they used.
Or it's not so much that they're going to.
No, not that they're going to, but to
you don't think
them.
They're
going to
do it?
No, I think it was they protecting themselves against.
So you think that was more defense than offense?
They know Ben did it before.
Okay.
Right.
Well, so, I don't know if they knew.
Well, they were coming to get him.
Yeah.
They're after him.
What way to spoil it for?
Well, okay, skip ahead. Allegedly, they were after Ben. So,
so you think it wasn't a defense move? It was an offensive move. Okay. But then the phone starts beeping and he goes, Miles. So I guess they found Miles' little signal.
Chuckles.
You're going to call him Chuckles?
We'll call him Chuckles.
Okay. We then go to Locke and Sawyer. Locke earlier, I forgot to say, as he said, you know, Walt told him
yeah.
you know, what to do. He's kind of following Walt.
Giant Walt.
And, you know, Locke says, you know, Walt talked to me, but he's only taller. He's like, what? Like he's a giant?
Well, now, do you think that line's out there for the fans because we all notice how tall Walt was?
Yeah,
that
I
time?
Think so. I think so.
That Walt's now playing.
Well, Walt's
like 7 feet tall now.
Well, yeah, not so much 7 feet, but I like that they acknowledge the fact that he was taller.
Right.
I was just like, he wasn't taller. Just think he's small.
Yeah.
You know, so I like the fact that
they're not trying to fool with us.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. But you know, he said Walt saved his life, and he kind of took him for his word that these people are bad, and he needs to save them from them. Stay away from him. He then says, and you know, Sawyer the skeptic is going, he saved your life. And he shows the bullet that Ben shot him, and it went through one side and out the other. And he said, if it wasn't for the fact that he didn't have a kidney, he probably would have died.
So his dad saved his life.
And it's just, it's another one of those things where it's like, you know, destiny. If his dad didn't steal his kidney, he would have died.
Right.
So. Kind of showing you everything happens for a reason.
Well,
no, which is very
well, hold on a second. If his dad wouldn't have pushed him out a window, he never would have been on flight 815 because he would have been able to go on the walkabout.
That's true, but he was supposed to come to this island.
But I'm saying, though. His
life was kind of pathetic, though, before he got there.
Right, I understand that. But if his dad never would have pushed him out the window, he could have gone on the walkabout.
Well,
his dad's the catalyst
to get to the island.
Right.
But so I think it's more he is destined to go to the island. No matter.
Yeah,
what.
I agree with you. I'm just trying to throw a little wrench into your theory.
It's not a theory. It's facts. We then go to Jack, Dan, and Kate, and they find Miles down on the same rocks where Desmond killed Kelvin.
Did you say Edmund?
His last name was Kelvin Edmund.
Okay. All right. His first name wasn't Edmund.
You're being all critical to me. they find Miles down. He goes up to Miles. Jack goes up to Miles, takes off his helmet,
yeah.
And kind of startlingly, he pulls the gun on Jack.
And he says, back off, handsome.
What do you think that means?
I'm like, hold on. Now, this is where the show is. That's my nickname.
You know, that is funny because We started the handsome Jack to differentiate yourself from Jack, Dr. Jack.
Yeah, because people were getting confused when you would say Jack, and then so we said, you know, I think
one of our listeners came up with it.
Well, it was me. But anyway.
Yeah.
But now they're stealing my nickname.
I don't think it was that.
I think, hey, well, what am I?
Matthew Fox is a handsome man. You said it yourself.
He is a handsome man. But yeah. He has plenty of other nicknames. They could have come up with something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bitter.
But he says, "Where's Naomi, the woman you killed?" Freaking out.
And they're like, "Huh?
How did you know that?
Dang."
Nobody keeps a secret around here.
We
then cut to commercial. We come back from commercial, and then we are with Miles in his car. And there is news about Flight 815 confirming that all 324 passengers were dead. Correct number.
Mm-hmm. Did not survive the crash.
Yeah. So
allegedly.
Kind of giving up hope.
Right.
Calling off all the stuff. He then goes into Miss Gardner's house, and he says, "My name is Miles Strom."
Now, have we got a screen cap of that kid?
Yeah, he reminded me of Kid Echo.
They kept showing the picture over and over and over.
So do you think that's going to come back in the future, or is that just kind of just setting up who this kid was?
Or maybe it's just there's someone out there to give us to go look on the internet to find this kid.
Yeah, probably.
Hopefully, we'll find out more in a couple days.
But he asks her for $200. It was supposed to be $100. He says, "My buddy at the cops said that your grandson was murdered,
and this is a more difficult case."
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. And when you're watching it, you said, or actually when he went upstairs with his little gear, you said, was he a Ghostbuster?
Yeah. So that was a shout out to you.
I don't think it was a shout out to me specifically. But so he goes upstairs.
He should have played the keyboards going, "Oh, they hate it when you do this."
No. They hate this.
Yeah.
I like to torture them.
You know what you're doing? Yeah. Well, I think so.
All right, but he has his dustbuster contraption, which is what it was.
Yeah, was he going to vacuum the place up? I didn't understand what that did.
His room was really dusty. And
was it your room
anymore?
It was cleaner than your room.
So he sets this thing up, and it's kind of weird. It has this little kind of spinning thing, and it's making this kind of weird noise. And he's sitting down, and he starts kind of twitching.
Yeah,
and it's kind of creepy. And then all of a sudden he starts talking to, I guess, is the dead grandson.
Right.
Saying, you know, "I want to tell your mom that, you know, you moved on."
It was grandmother.
Or grandma, I'm sorry. That you moved on, but...
it was his grandma, right?
Yeah, grandma. Okay. And, but I can't let that happen unless you tell me where it is.
Yeah. Where is it at?
Yeah. And it's like, what in the world? So then he kind of twitches more and kind of showing clips from around the room.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Miles kind of looks past the dresser and moves it and picks out a wad of cash and heroin?
It looked like heroin, so now I'm thinking, okay, great. We found Charlie's dealer.
Was a little kid. Yeah. That's mean. Come on, man. The kid was murdered. What? Have you no sympathy? He was a child.
Hey, that's life, man. Well, no, it's Charlie. It could be Charlie. Okay. It could be. Why would it be heroin?
But he finds the hidden money, so I guess he's not a very... I mean, maybe he can commune with the dead, but he doesn't really use it for good, I guess.
No, good. Well, we don't know what he's doing with the money.
Could be giving it to charity.
He could be giving it to charity.
But he goes downstairs. He said he's at peace now. And he
kind of
looks at her.
Here's a refund.
Yeah, it wasn't as hard as I thought. I just made $6,000 off of you. Yeah. Here's $100 back.
And that's the grandmother gave him a hug. Did she take the money back? Did she pull a Kate?
You think everyone that's going to give a hug now is going to try and steal something from somebody?
I'll never hug anybody again.
Again? Wow, ever. That's kind of harsh. We go back to Jack, Dan, Mike, and Kate. Oh, I'm sorry, Miles and Kate. And Miles says, "Tell my sister I love her" is code for if she's in trouble.
And Dan's looking at her, "Oh, that's okay." Again, it comes back to McFly. He did that McFly look on his face.
But so it says, "You killed her," and then Jack and Kate are like, "Oh, no, it was Locke. It wasn't us. He's a bad guy. He went off.
Yeah, he's just a...
But Miles wants him to take her to the body.
Yeah, and I thought that was kind of... He goes, "Take me to her body." I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's kind of sick."
What?
Where do we go? I go into the body? I mean...
Dude, where's your head?
Well, she's dead. I'm thinking, you know...
He's going to talk to her like he did in the flashback scene we just saw.
I didn't know what he was doing.
We just saw the flashback, what he does. Good God, man.
Well, he didn't have his vacuum, so how...
Maybe the vacuum was just all for show.
Well, who's he showing it to? He was in the room by himself.
So lady can hear it. He pulled it out in front of her and took it upstairs and turned it on and made the noise.
All right. And then it had to be for show because he didn't have his vacuum around Naomi.
All right.
I'm sorry. I skipped ahead.
Carl, we then go back to Locke and crew. Then there's a nice scene between Carl, Ben, and Alex where Ben is trying to talk to Alex and Carl says, "That's enough, Mr. Linus."
Yeah.
He says, "Now, Carl.
At least he's still showing him respect."
Yeah. If you're going to sleep with my daughter, I suggest you call me Ben. And then Carl gets upset and then Sawyer says, relax, let him go. He's just trying to get in your head. And he says, why don't you go take a walk? And then so then Sawyer starts to get Ben by his little ropes.
Ain't going to work on me.
Yeah, so Ben tries to start picking at Sawyer saying, you know, why'd you leave Kate behind? You lost all your chance with her now. She'd never be with you in the real world.
Because you're just a con man.
Yeah.
You can't. A first-rate doctor.
Yeah. So then Sawyer gets upset, beats the crap out of poor Ben.
You know what kills me about this? Every time Ben takes a beating, Alex doesn't care.
So?
They can just pound him and pound him and pound him.
She probably thinks he deserves it.
Yeah, but the minute someone holds a gun to his head, oh, don't do it, no.
Just want him to kill him. He knows he won't die from the beating. He gets beat, apparently, all the time. We then go to Sawyer wants to kill him because he says, you know, can't trust him. Locke says no. He says, you're going to kill him in front of his daughter. And Hurley shakes his head no. He's like, no, dude, don't do it. So then Sawyer's, all right, fine, but you're going to carry him.
You don't shoot him. You run him over with a VW bus.
Okay, is that how that's
how you kill people in the
textbook other killing?
Exactly.
By Hurley.
Exactly.
We then go back to Jack, Kate, Dan, and Miles. Miles is with Naomi doing his creepy ghost talking thing.
And they're kind of looking at him like Kate and Jack are looking, and Jack goes, I don't know.
And then Dan McFly, he's just kind of standing there. He's like, the light, it just doesn't scatter quite right. What the heck does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
And then Kate and Jack are like, okay.
I would have given the same look. I would have looked at him like, you're losing me.
A little bit of the wacky pace or the Charlie Water. Kate asks, you know, put the gun down and says, you know, it's fine. Nothing's going to, I just, you know, want anything to happen. And then Dan goes, Miles would kill me.
Yeah.
Miles seems a little uptight.
Yeah. And then Jack winks at,
Jack's kind of looking off into the forest.
Yeah.
And then Jack's like, don't worry about it. And he gives her a little wink.
And then Kate goes, ooh, he likes me again.
She starts pulling off flower petals.
He loves me not.
Then on the satellite phone, they find Charlotte's signal, and Jack,
they didn't find Charlotte's web though, did they?
No.
No.
Jack then turns the table, saying, "Why don't you put the gun down?"
Yeah.
He says, "I have two snipers out in the forest," and then Miles like, my
people are here.
Yeah. You think I'm going to fall for that?
You think I'm stupid?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, shots come out, and then Juliet and Saeed save the day, right. Guns blazing, and they pull the guns on Miles, Dan and Miles, and they turn the tables.
Yeah, and then
very nice.
Didn't Jack say, are you stupid? Something like that, didn't he say?
Yeah,
that?
Don't do something stupid
or something like that.
Then we go to commercial break. We come back, and we actually have Charlotte's flashback in this episode.
All right.
And she is in, how do you say it again?
Tunisia. I think so.
Which is in between Algeria and Libya in Africa,
North Africa,
and it's kind of in the Saharan Desert. They're at an archaeologist dig, and they kind of pick up a paper,
right?
And it shows, you know, they found Flight 815, picture,
like,
but underwater.
They're like, okay.
And the sandstorms are blazing. The guy, I guess, the security guard, I guess, one of the guys that works there, you know, he doesn't want her there. And
but
Charlotte
she pulls
pays
out
him
a wad of cash.
Wad of cash seems to always work in the movies.
It
I'd
does.
Like to try that just one time.
Yep.
I never had a wad of cash, but if I ever did, I want to do that once.
I had a wad of coins one time. A
wad of coins?
Yeah.
Was it a wad of nickels?
Yeah. It didn't work.
Yeah, but then they come up to what it looks like a polar bear skeleton. He goes, is it a dinosaur? He's like, no, off by about 3 million years.
Yeah. Stupid.
But she kind of excavates and she starts digging right next to his.
And
like,
the guy's freaking out.
He's
hey,
like,
hey,
I'm not supposed to do that.
What are you
and
doing?
And then she pulls out a collar. And what's on that collar around the neck of this supposed polar bear? A Hydra Station Dharma logo.
So how did the polar bear?
I think it's a lot like the wormhole that Desmond must have got in.
And the polar bear just couldn't stand the heat?
Well, it probably died there. Whatever.
Died there, yeah.
So I think somehow a polar bear on the island got sucked into kind of the same wormhole that Desmond got in. Or maybe a polar bear was near Desmond when he actually turned the key and the polar bear went to a different time or something.
That's a good one.
That's maybe what it could be.
That could be it.
But definitely kind of like a what?
Yeah.
Moment. We then cut
another thing to get you out there thinking. Okay, how did this polar bear end up in Africa?
Yeah, exactly. And it's
It was one thing to be a polar bear, but it had the hydrostation.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Well, yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, okay.
And it was buried and, you know, there for a while.
All right.
We then go to Charlotte, who's hanging from a tree, and it looks like shallow water. You said, right?
Yeah, I thought I'd go. Well, she's not going to go in the water. She's going to die.
But she unbuckles herself and she falls in and she's okay. But she runs into Locke and crew. We then go to Jack and crew, and Kay was like, you know, thanks for including me in our little plan. I was like, I winked at you.
And then Juliet laughs.
Yeah.
And Kate just goes,
jerk.
She still does not like Juliet.
Yeah, you know, that was almost another cat fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is none.
No.
No.
that would help the ratings.
Daniel says he's a physicist. He says he doesn't like to be pigeonholed in that category.
Yeah.
He's a weird character.
And then he's telling everything, and Miles goes.
Then he goes, my name's Daniel Faraday, and this is Miles.
Don't tell my last name.
Or I'll kill you.
What's the thing? No, he said he'll break your fingers.
Oh, break your fingers. What's with the violence?
I don't know, but he was on The Sopranos, and he had the same attitude.
Really?
He was the same guy. I'm watching the episode going, where have I seen this guy before? And I go, oh, Sopranos.
There's a jerk there, too.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a nice guy in real
life.
But
Saeed then goes, you know, what do you do? And he goes, I collect soil samples.
You know, at this point, if I was Saeed, I just would have shot him. You already got Dan McFly. You don't need him.
Yeah, well, then Saeed goes, you know, so, you know, you obviously knew about Flight 815, you know, it was supposedly crashed and we're all dead, but here we are and we're not dead, but you don't seem surprised at all. And then, you know, Miles goes, oh, gee golly, yeah, you're dead.
You know, there he looked like Cliff.
What?
He was acting like Cliff.
Yeah?
You know, Cliff, you know, Cliff.
Yeah, our Cliff.
That's
yeah.
how Cliff acts. No biggie. Anyway.
Cliff's not that mean, though.
No. No. Well.
Off camera. No, we then go back to Charlotte with Locke and crew. She's sitting there telling, you know, about her and stuff. And she starts asking questions, you know, so you guys are survivors?
Yes.
Kind of playing stupid, I think.
Yeah, I think she's...
Because I think she has to know more.
Yeah.
Then Locke starts to question Charlotte. And
well, didn't Hurley give up all the info?
Well, he starts saying, you know, there was 48 of us.
And I'm looking at Hurley going, dude...
Hurley's a blabbermouth.
Dude, what's up, man?
Like Doc Ars said in the first season, like, if you want to keep a secret, don't tell him.
Yeah.
So, but...
I think he's a trusting soul.
Huh?
He's just a trusting guy. He just trusts
people.
Yeah,
well, exactly, yeah. You know, he's a good soul.
Yeah.
But, you know, Locke's questioning Charlotte, and then she goes, you know, well, don't you guys want to get rescued? And he goes, there's your problem. We don't want to be found.
Right, yeah. We're playing hide and seek.
So Saeed and crew.
About the part where she said the baby?
Oh, huh? Oh, yeah, she's talking about the baby and blah, blah, blah. Basically, he doesn't want anybody to know.
Well, I thought you were going to do the baby voice. You're not going to do it?
Oh, well, go ahead. Set it up.
Okay. Well, she was going around and she goes, oh, what is that your baby?
But in a British accent.
Yeah. But she,
that your baby?
No, it's my baby. That's what you were supposed to do. And Jay ruined.
Sorry, I forgot.
I even set him up and said, hey, you do the baby voice. Why don't you do the baby voice?
But yeah, so.
Killjoy.
The beeping of the thing, she wants to wait here.
A beacon.
And her beacon, they'll find her. And he says, we don't want to be found. So we go back to Jack's site and crew. They find Charlotte's signal on the little phone. And then she's moving fast. She must be in trouble.
Yeah, so they start running.
Yeah, and then we find out, and there's kind of wrestling in the leaves and everything.
But here's a question.
Okay.
You've already come upon Miles, who's just a
jerk,
about this close to shooting you. Why would you rush to where she's at? Why would you run? You don't know who she is. You don't know if she's going to shoot you.
Yeah, it's true. It seemed a little...
Clay, you got to be a little safer. You already got two of them captured.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That was a little...
There again, you got Saeed, who's...
But he kind of set the whole getting him out of that situation
in
the first place.
But that was not Jack wasn't thinking there. Jack and Saeed and the rest.
They were just excited. They were going on a hunt. But then we find out that Locke was smart and tied the signal beacon to Vincent's collar.
Now, where was Christian Shepherd? He wasn't with Vincent this time?
No, it was just in the mobisode. But Jack goes, Locke's got her.
Yeah.
And then Miles and Dan have... What? Locke? The bad guy?
They were guarding their backs. They didn't want to get a knife in their back.
We're in a commercial break. We come back. We see a toy airplane toy airplane drifting to the bottom
of
a fish tank.
Hmm.
And we then see a TV showing 8:15 on it.
Yep.
Discussing, and they're saying this is disturbing. Children shouldn't watch this. And they actually show shots of the bodies. Well, one body in particular.
Yes.
The pilot that we all
yes. love,
that we saw in
Seth Norris.
The pilot.
Seth Norris.
Yeah. With a stash.
Yeah. I was like, what was up with that?
Yeah. I guess maybe it was a joke for stash lovers out there.
I guess. I don't know.
But this is Frank there. And
now, didn't he look like one of the...
he looks like a Wilson, brother.
He looked like a Beach Boy.
Yeah, definitely.
I was thinking, man, that looks like Dennis Wilson. He had the Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, the drummer. Yeah, and he had the kind of hair, you know.
Yeah, crazy hair.
Yeah.
But the news said, you know, death won't allow us to actually get the bodies. So we're just going to take our words for it. They're all in there. But it shows a shot of his finger. And
Both hands.
Well, both hands, but specifically on like one hand.
Right.
And Frank kind of gets like, what? And then he goes to the phone, calls the Oceanic people. And they go, oh, so are you a family member of one of the deceased? And he goes, put me on 20-year supervisor. He goes, that is not the body of Seth Norris. And he goes, why would you say that? Because he married his high school sweetheart at 19, never went a day without wearing his wedding ring. And that picture you just showed, he does not have his wedding ring on.
Yeah. Well, maybe it fell off. No. That is not him. Well, how do you know that?
And then he goes, because I was supposed to fly that plane that day.
Yeah. And like, wow.
That was a nice reveal.
Yeah.
So it kind of shows that the conspiracy was on right there. That
now, if Dennis Wilson was your pilot,
mm-hmm.
would you get on that plane?
Looking like that?
Yeah.
With a Hawaiian shirt and all?
Yeah.
I would kind of see that more if he had like one of those little like water skiffer planes with the big, you know. Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the Hawaiian shirt was cool. Just the whole look he had was kind of like, I'm not
very professional.
I'm not going on that plane.
But he was supposed to fly that plane.
Yeah.
Shocker.
So is this saying that the flight...
Is the real survivors are on the island, I think.
And what is this? Who's this guy? They say is Seth Norris.
Some unfortunate soul they decided to throw in there and send down to the bottom.
They just staged a flight.
Yeah, exactly. Or Oceanic maybe staged the whole crash and everything to kind of get them off their backs or something.
So maybe my theory that the plane crash was staged.
Or somehow something split him and made like an exact copy of that, a lot like the rabbit.
Yeah, but okay. But
a lot like the rabbit in that orientation video that we saw at Comic-Con.
But where was no ring?
Huh? Because when it made a duplicate, it couldn't duplicate the ring or something? I don't know.
Okay. It was a one-of-a-kind ring.
I don't know. Maybe something. I'm just saying it could go along the same lines as when we had that rabbit in that Dharma orientation.
Maybe that's
video.
What they were telling us?
Maybe.
Or they staged a flight.
Yeah, maybe.
Which would mean...
No.
My theory...
No, because you said they didn't really crash on the island.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's... No. Staging a flight.
So we see Frank climbing up a hill. He finds a cow.
Yeah. And he said, got milk?
No. But his phone's broken and he sends out a flare. Locke and crew see this and Char goes, hey, that's one of my crew. We need to go there. And Locke's like, no, you're not going there. So I'm going there no matter what you do. And Ben's kind of looking at a gun in the back of poor Carl's pocket.
Yeah. Nice job, Carl.
And then Char goes, I don't care what you say. I'm going. And then all of a sudden, Charlotte is shot in the chest.
Yeah. And what did you
by
do?
By Ben. Yeah, and Sawyer, once again, takes no problem of beating the crap out of him.
And where's old Alex going? Just looking the other way.
Yeah, so
I don't see him being beaten.
So, but we find out she didn't die because she was wearing a vest, thankfully enough. So I guess she knew they were hostile. Then we go back to Jack and crew. They find Frank Lapidus, and he said, you know, their thing was struck by lightning. He was struck by lightning. Charlotte jumped right before we landed. And he goes, where did you crash? He says, what kind of pilot would it be if I crashed?
Yeah.
We landed safely.
Well, so that shot at chopper safely. So was that a shot at Seth Norris?
Maybe. Maybe they're like rivals, pilot rivals.
Yeah, because, you know.
But a plane, a 747 is a lot tougher than.
What kind of pilot
would that 757 or 767? One of those big ones.
Either way, what kind of pilot would I be if I crashed? If I'm Seth right now.
Oh, man. All right. So then we cut the commercial break. We come back. We actually see pics of the crew that we've just been introduced to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Naomi and Matthew Abaddon, which we saw in the last episode. Creepy guy.
The guy with...
Seems to love.
Yeah. The guy without business cards.
But she doesn't like the crew. She says, you know, what good are...
They're not experienced enough. They're not the right people for the mission.
An anthropologist, a ghostbuster, a drunk. And then Abaddon goes, you know, you're a professional. You know, you should be able to do this.
Yeah.
And
you need to get their mission is get them on the island
and get,
and
out.
Get them back alive.
Accomplish the mission and get out. And then she goes, you know, what if they're survivors? You know, and his and he keeps reiterating there are no survivors of Flight 815.
None.
Think so, he's hiding something.
I think so too.
I would then go back to Jack and crew. Saeed is working on the chopper, and I guess the way you find out the chopper's working is you just shake the toggle
exactly.
back and forth.
That's what I do with my car.
Really? Just yeah, shake
if the car's not starting. I just go shake the handle. I go
just to see if it's working.
I go okay, it should be working. You're good to go. There's some structural damage, but it should fly.
We then go to Miles asking for the phone from Jack, and he says, "If I give you the phone, you need to tell me, you know, what you're doing here." And then Miles goes, "I'll tell you after you give me the phone." He goes, "Okay." So
well, you didn't think Miles was going to go, okay, here's the phone.
But Minkowski is not available, oddly.
And why wouldn't he cut? And he goes, well, you need to get him. It's important. And they're like, no.
Yeah, and just hangs up. Like, okay.
Your time is up.
Yeah, seems kind of odd. But then we actually go to Dan bringing in a Naomi. And Miles goes, what are you doing? Why are you bringing her? That's just a piece of meat. That's not Naomi. I'm like, whoa, dude. But I guess we can talk to the ghosts. I guess it's true, man. It's just some meat and the souls moved on.
It seems
kind of harsh.
Yeah, well, that's his world.
Yeah. We then go to...
He's someone we're not going to like.
Yeah, so Frank agreed, you know, he doesn't have... We use up most of the gas to get in. We can't take her.
He'll take her on the next trip. I promise. I promise you, Dan, I'll do it.
Yeah, so Juliet's working on, you know, fixing up Frank's little cut in his forehead. And, you know, he asks, you know, what's
your
name?
Is Frank pregnant?
No. Frank asks Juliet, you know, what's your name? He goes, Juliet Burke. And he goes, Juliet Burke, huh? So you weren't on the plane, were you?
No.
He goes, no. And then Frank goes, you know, hey, Miles.
Yeah, of all people to tell.
Yeah. We have somebody here that wasn't on the plane. And Dan and Miles are totally shocked when they see it. And he goes, how do you know? And he goes, I studied that manifest over and over and over. There was no Juliet Burke. And Miles goes and runs up right to, like,
well,
attack
her. Well, he says she's a native.
Yeah, and Miles is freaking out. He runs like, where is he? Where?
And then
Jack steps in, knocks him back.
Yeah, that's my woman.
And he goes, you want to know why we're here? We're looking for Benjamin Linus. And he holds up a picture of Ben, who's actually in normal clothes in like an airport.
Right.
So it shows Ben has left the island.
Yeah, you mean Ben lied?
Yeah, whoa.
Wow.
So that's a big shocking moment. We then go to Locke and crew. Sawyer has a gun to Ben's head, ready to kill him. And Sawyer goes, you know, I hate for this to be a time when I say I told you so. And Locke goes, James, you were right.
Yes.
And he goes, you want me to do it? I said, no, I'll take care of my own mess. And he goes, Danielle, you should take Alex away from here.
Of course, Alex shows concern.
Yes. He's like, no, don't do it.
Not my daddy.
And then Ben kind of makes a plea. He's like, John, you don't want to do this. I know things. I can tell you things.
And Locke's like,
And then he goes, okay, yeah, well, what's the monster?
The black smoke. You know what I'm talking about.
He goes, I don't know.
No, of course not. Why would you know? Why would anyone know?
Why couldn't
we
just get it for once?
I'm like, I threw my notepad down on that one. Like, just.
So then he cocks a gun ready to shoot. And then Ben names, her name is Charlotte Staples Lewis. And then he
and
starts
Charlotte
to
goes, what?
Yeah, and he starts all her details, where she grew up, where she went to college, her family. And then he starts giving details on all the rest of the crew. Miles Strom, Frank Lapidus, Daniel Faraday. And he says, you know, they came here on this helicopter. He says all the details about here. And he says, they're here for me. They're here to come get me. And they go, well, how do you know this? And he goes, because I have an, because
I have a man on the boat.
Because I have a man on their boat.
Right.
Cut to Lost.
Boom.
So what do you think about that episode?
I thought it was outstanding.
I thought it was great. The pacing was great. The whole backstory was great. All in all, a great episode.
Again,
it keeps the pace going.
It makes you want to go.
I want to see the next episode. And it, once again, it felt like it was over too soon. And I think that's a trademark of a good episode is when it's like, next one, now.
And the way they ended it, too. Oh,
exactly. Man. And you want more. So excellent episode. I give it a gajillion stars.
I can't give that many.
I guess I win. All right, Jack, are you ready to get into some listener feedback?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. We got a lot of great calls about this episode. So Jack, what do you say we take? We'll let the listeners take it away.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Brett Doom from Kansas. And just got done watching the episode. Another awesome episode, season 4. It's just coming up be so awesome already. The thing I saw was the first thing I noticed was that helicopter when it landed was Desmond's flash forward talking about how Claire would be leaving on a helicopter. Could that be the helicopter that she gets on? Will she get off the island? I don't think she will. I think she's going to be one of the ones who stays on the island, but you never know. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hello, men. It's Katie from Minnesota, and the show is over for tonight on Thursday. But Charlotte Staples Lewis from Essex, England, studied at Oxford, is it can't be mistaken that is some type of a reference to C.S. Lewis. His name is Clive Staples Lewis, the author of The Chronicles of Narnia, which I think is kind of interesting, who also studied at Oxford and taught there as well, I believe. I'm a big fan, so I think it's interesting that her name is Charlotte Staples Lewis, and his is Clive Staples, C.S. Lewis. I have no idea, of course, what any of that could mean, but, oh man, I really like that girl a lot, and I hope we get some more answers. Great show. Thanks for the podcast.
Dan Jagg is just up in St. Louis, just watched a new episode, and I didn't like the premiere, but I loved this. It was friggin' amazing. And my theory is Ben is not really lying, but everything he said has some degree of truth, but this will not be revealed till pretty much the end of the show. Yeah, the team is part of the Maxwell group, as I'm sure lots of people assume. And I love this episode. Definitely one of my top favorites, and I think it's because it was written by Brian Vaughn, who's amazing. I just love his stuff. Great episode. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Mel calling from Ontario, Canada. I'm just calling to say what a great episode that was. Can't wait to hear everybody else's thoughts and comments on it. By far, my favorite quotes of the show were Jack saying to Kate, "I gave you that wink." So that right there had me laughing, along with Sawyer's classic, "Oh, who are we to argue with taller ghost Walt?" Because, that's just a classic Sawyer line. So, that was a great episode. Can't wait to see the next one. I mean, I have a man on a boat. Don't know what that means, but can't wait to find out. Can't wait to hear the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls. First up, Brett, correct?
Yeah. Desmond having a vision of the helicopter. Is this the helicopter Claire is supposed to leave on?
I don't know. It possibly could be. It's a helicopter. It's on the island. Seems like a good candidate, right?
Yeah, I think, would Charlie die in vain, though, if it's not the helicopter?
If she
doesn't leave?
I guess it seems like that, right? Because that seems to be his main motivation, so we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
Katie, C.S. Lewis reference.
Yep.
Very nice, nicely spotted. Charlotte Staples Lewis. And there's so many literary references in the show of Lost. No reason why this one couldn't be either, correct?
I would agree.
Plus, you love the Chronicles of Narnia movie, don't you?
Oh, I watch it every night. Never seen it.
Stavsky, something
like
that. Yeah,
I couldn't make out the name.
But Ben isn't lying.
Is Ben not lying? That's the key. Is he not lying?
Exactly. Do you think Ben is lying?
I think Ben is out for is trying to survive.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna do whatever it takes to survive. I think I think he's telling the truth about the people coming on. About mm-hmm. Well, they're out to harm him.
Yeah.
But will they harm the Losties? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see. But I'm kind of taking Ben for his word right now. I'm kind of trusting him without lying about that.
You trust everybody.
I'm not trusting him. I'm believing him right now about what he's saying.
Okay, whatever.
Mel, her favorite quotes. I gave you a wink.
Yeah, that was
poor
so sweet.
Jack. He's getting Kate's being too harsh to him. I think.
I think she's a little bitter.
Yeah, a little bitter. A little bitter.
Who is next to Jack when they're walking through the jungle?
Juliet. And of course Sawyer, taller ghost Walt. Excellent quote.
That was a good one.
Put that up there. Some of Sawyer's best quotes.
Yes.
But anything else you'd like to say about those calls?
That's all I got.
All right, let's go to the next set here. One from Nick, Jessica, Gary, and Amy.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Nick in Philadelphia. I'm calling about the episode Confirmed Dead. That was an awesome episode. I have no idea what's going on, but I just want to put a little theory out there. I don't think that there's an actual boat I don't think that the people who've come to supposedly rescue the Lost Seas are actually from a boat. I think that they've come from the land and that the island is closer to the mainland than we've actually been led to believe. Because think about it. Why, when Naomi was interviewing with the black supposed oceanic attorney, why were they reviewing only the four people we saw on the helicopter's pictures and no one else? We didn't see any of the people who were supposedly on the boat or anyone else on this mission. I think it's because the people on the helicopter are the only people who are on this mission. They've come directly from the mainland on the helicopter. That's my theory, but great show, guys. Can't wait to hear the episode. Bye.
Hi, AJ and Jack. This is Jessica in Florida, and oh my God, shows keep getting better and better. My mind's just going all over the place, but I have to say that I think Michael is the person that Ben had on the boat. It's just a theory. Love the show. Bye.
Hey guys, Jay and Jack, this is Gary from Chicago. First time I've actually called in, but what an amazing episode. Polar bear in the desert, Dharma, Hydra, no idea what's going on. But great episode, Abaddon pulling the strings. Interesting, is he the end-all be-all, or is he just a tool for who? I don't know. Who's the man on the boat? Crazy, this is just amazing episode. Why would an anthropologist need a bulletproof vest? Miles a ghost? It's just crazy. Well, can't wait to hear the podcast. And it sucks because I had luck blowing up something this episode. But we'll talk to you guys later. And thanks for the show. We'll see you. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Amy from Philly, and I just finished watching Confirmed Dead, and it was amazing as usual. I wanted to call in and offer a few insights into the episode. Firstly, I thought the reason Locke survived was an ingenious bit of writing, and it ties in perfectly with his backstory. The kidney donation leading to his survival was really well done. I also really liked the whole episode in general. The tension was clear from the beginning, a few moments of the show, and didn't release until the end of the episode. The mark of a well-written show, and that the suspense didn't lag. I also thought that the new flashbacks were really interesting. The first of their type of multiple people flashbacks telling not only one, but four backstories while servicing the island story. That's extremely well done. Charlie's absence in this episode was palpable, and I very much miss seeing Dominic Monaghan's name in the credits. Anyway, good luck with the show tonight, and keep up the great work. I filled out your listener survey, and it took me all of 4 minutes, so thanks for keeping it simple, and I'm happy to help out a great podcast like yours. Keep up the great work, and have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls. First up, Nick.
Nick
thinks there's no boat. Helicopter came from land. What do you think? Mainland, yeah.
I think that makes a great crackpot theory.
Yeah, but and the only thing is, Ben.
I wish I would have come
Ben,
up with
Ben, though.
It. Well, Ben's a liar. No. Or is Ben lying? I don't know.
Exactly. It's if you trust Ben or not. But still, I think it's a pretty good theory.
Well, you trust everybody.
Yeah, Jessica saying Michael is on the boat.
Yeah, I'm real happy about that one and the other 30 calls we got about that.
I think that's a pretty theory that everyone's thinking about. And I think that'd be kind of cool. I think that's a pretty good idea. And yes.
Yeah, whatever. Let's move on.
Okay. Gary, is Abaddon the end all to be all?
He's something. He scares me.
Yeah, I think he scares everybody. And do you think he's the top dog?
I'm not sure if he's the top dog.
Darth Vader to Grand Moff Tarkin kind of thing?
He could be. I don't know. I wish someone would just shoot him.
He scares you that bad, huh?
I'm going to have bad dreams tonight.
Yeah, he is. I mean, just the way he stands there so still while he talks, yeah. He's kind of creepy. And last but not least, Amy, love the Locke living explanation, how it went through his kidney. That was a theory back when he did get shot. And I love how it sets up the writing and it relies on his backstory and everything like that and why he lived
perfect.
And survived. I think that it is great.
And she took the survey, only took her 4 minutes, took me an hour and a half.
Well, that's because you're kind of inept when it comes to a computer.
That is true.
All right, Jack, are you ready for your revised crackpot theory of the
week?
Yes,
my revised crackpot theory, yes.
All right, here we go.
All right. Well, since you guys pay attention to the show now, and I appreciate that, you've ruined my crackpot theory, because I called Jay right away, he's in New York, I said, tell you right now, it's Michael on the boat. And so, of course, I wrote it down and was all set, and we started listening to the calls. Well, I think it's Michael on the boat.
I think it's Michael on the boat. It could be Michael on the boat.
So I had to come up with a new one because I don't I don't be accused of a copycat or anything like that.
Been Ohio Dave.
Yeah, I got Ohio Dave, which is always great. I'm going to change it to the guy in the boat is Kelvin.
Kelvin?
Kelvin's on the boat. It's all
okay.
It's all I got. All
right.
But it is going to be Michael, but I'm going to say it's Kelvin.
Okay.
It is going to be Michael. I got a second one, a mini one.
Okay.
That Daniel and Charlotte are married.
Ooh. Why would you say that?
I have no idea. He just seemed really concerned about her, but he did seem concerned about Naomi, too.
He's just a concerning kind of person.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but I think they're married because we never saw that girl that was mm-hmm. talking to him when he was crying, having a breakdown on the... Why wouldn't they show her?
We can kind of see her hair, but I don't know. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't think so.
It's a stretch, but hey, that's what...
Your Michael one was better, but everyone has them.
Yeah, because so everyone stole my... Maybe they heard
yeah.
this. Maybe my phone is bugged.
Maybe you're wiretapped. That's what it is.
That's what it is. The government is listening to our show. What's the government that listens? What part of the government listens to our phone call? The
FBI? I don't know.
No, CIA, whatever it is.
CIA, sure.
I'm drawing a blank.
All right, what is your crackpot theory?
My crackpot theory is that Kelvin mm-hmm. is the man on the boat, Ben's spy, not Michael.
Okay, and?
Yeah, I'm sticking to it. And also, Charlotte's married and Daniel are married, and I'm sticking to it. And
okay.
That's all I got.
All right, you ready to close out the show, Jack?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
All right.
All right, guys, so that is our show for this Thursday.
Yes.
If you would like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
With lost questions, comments, and or theories. Also, send us an email at
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jayandjack.com with all important information related to the show.
Come join the fun.
Come join the fun on our message board at lostpodcast.proboards2.com. There's a link to that on our website at jayandjack.com. Also, links to our MySpace page, digusatdig.com. If you would like to help us out with our sponsorship endeavors, please fill out the Wizard Media Survey. We actually got contact with them. They said it's been going really good so far, really great so far. So thank you guys who have done it already. And if anybody else can do that, that would be great. It's really helping us out big time. Also, if you'd like to buy a Jane Jack t-shirt, check out shopsamnate.com.
Remember, six more weeks
right
of winner.
AC feed.
6 more weeks of winner.
Yes, so. Or check out the new hoodies. I can't wait for ours because they actually sold out of our size. That's why we haven't gotten ours yet.
Really, the extra smalls?
No, large and medium. So he's getting more in, so I can't
well,
wait.
That's cool. And remember, give us your opinion on the live Talk Shoe podcast we're going to do.
For live Lost podcast on Talk Shoe?
Yeah, what did I say?
Live podcast Talk Shoe?
Yeah, whatever. Talk Shoe whatever we're doing.
But yeah.
Recorded live.
You do that really well, so well. Thanks. I can't even tell the difference. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, continue to give us your opinions on what day should be best.
Think Saturday's going to work best for us.
Yeah.
But
Tell us what you think on our message board at lostpodcast.proboards2.com or check the link. It's right on the top bar at jayandjack.com. Website. That's about it. Jack, you ready to get out of here?
I'm ready.
All right. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.